So when was the last time you used a plastic straw, maybe with a takeout soda cup? How long did you use it? 10 minutes? How long will it last in the environment? Centuries. And maybe you're one of millions who've watched the excruciating YouTube video of a sea turtle having a plastic straw extracted from its nostril, bleeding, panting. Researchers think it's some kind of worm until they don't.
Oh my God, she had a freaking piece of plastic. Okay, didn't we have this discussion the other day of how useless freaking straws are? So this is the reason why we do not need plastic straws.
How could that have possibly got lodged so firmly in a nostril?
We'll link you at hereandnow.org. It is hard to watch. In the U.S., an estimated 500 million single-use plastic straws are thrown away every day. In the U.K., the estimate is 8.5 billion thrown away every year. The U.K. is fighting back with a new law that would ban all sales of single-use plastics. That includes straws and Q-tips. But in the U.S. and Canada, the efforts are piecemeal and local. Malibu, California, enacted a ban that goes into effect in public places in June. And the state of California is floating a proposal that would prevent restaurants from giving straws out unless customers ask for them. Let's bring in Nicholas Malice of Trash Free Seas. Nicholas, take up for some of the critics of banning straws. The disabled community, for instance, they say in many cases they need them to drink. Dentists who have to give them out after certain procedures. How do you handle that?
Like many policies out there, there's always some gray area. And I think there are certain applications when straws are absolutely appropriate. And several of those are ones you've just mentioned, whether it's for medical applications, whether it's for disabilities. There are some times when a straw is appropriate. And in those instances, it may be that, you know, you stick with a plastic straw for the time being. But even when a straw is needed, there are a lot of suitable alternatives that are out there. There are reusable rigid plastic straws that are out there. There are glass straws. There are metal straws. There are even paper straws. So yeah. I think the utility that it provides is something that, you know, we are not going to see go away. But I think it's just taking a moment to step back and think about what are other options out there that still deliver the same utility and properties that we want from that straw, but perhaps without the unintended end-of-life impacts that they do deliver to the environment.
Boy, the numbers are staggering. Canada had a shoreline cleanup. 17,000 straws were picked up. It's the ninth most common item found during cleanups supported by Oceanwise in Canada. And according to the World Watch Institute, the number of straws used daily in the United States could circle the planet more than 2.5 times every day. And we know you've been to regions where you've seen the impact of straws and plastics. What do you see?
I've been very fortunate to travel the world to look at the issue of plastics on beaches in the ocean. And two things that you notice is, one, unfortunately, it is everywhere. And two, there's a lot of it. There's a lot of plastic debris out there. You know, remote places like Alaska, you see large amounts of debris, massive fishing nets. In other places like Hawaii and the beaches of Southeast Asia, you see a lot of consumer products like bags, bottle caps, and specifically straws. So we know there's a lot of debris out there. We know there are a lot of straws out there, and volunteers through Ocean Conservancy's International Coastal Cleanup have collected some 3 million straws worldwide on just a single day's effort.
Oh boy.
And so while straws may be just one product, they may just be a small percentage of what's out there, you know, that's still 3 million fewer items that are in the ocean because of volunteers' efforts that could otherwise endanger wildlife.
Well, speaking of wildlife, the sea turtle video is excruciating. I mean, this is a bloody, painful endeavor to get this now hardened plastic straw out of the animal's nostril. In what other ways do straws impact marine life?
Well, we know that some 8 million metric tons of plastic enters the ocean every year from land. And to put that into perspective, that's, you know, one New York City garbage truck full of plastic going into the ocean every minute of every day for an entire year. So it's a staggering amount. And, you know, more than 800 species of marine animals are now known to be impacted by plastics. And, you know, whether it's a straw or whether it's a bottle cap, those items can be eaten by animals and they pose threats through getting stuck in their digestive tracts. It can tear their stomachs. It can get stuck in their nose or their nostril like you saw with that turtle. So these products and plastics in their entirety are problematic. But what's equally, if not even more concerning, is that over time, when these materials are in the ocean, they begin to break up into smaller and smaller pieces. And as that single straw breaks into smaller and smaller pieces, a much broader range of the food chain can then ingest those pieces of plastic, ranging from the smallest things like zooplankton or clams or oysters, all the way up to sea turtles, all the way up to the great whales like the blue whale and humpback.
Mm. You know, there was an awareness campaign in the 70s and 80s now to cut up six-pack holders, the plastic six-pack holders, because we saw so many pelicans and other wildlife that would get them caught on their beaks and then they starved to death because they couldn't get this plastic off of them. So people were cutting it up. Might have been better for sea life in one way, but it's still plastic that's going into the oceans in some form, as you said, maybe to be ingested later. So on the one hand, it sounds like a public awareness campaign. People might cut back on their straws. But how to really, I mean, what's the solution here? It feels like it's already, you know, this horse is out of the barn.
There is no silver bullet. It is easy to feel overwhelmed by the issue, but I think when we look at this problem, it's a massive problem, and we all have a role to play. And we as individuals, starting with things like straws, starting with things like taking your reusable bag or reusable coffee mug to the store, is an action that we all as a single individual can do. And when you take that single activity or that single action and roll that up collectively as a global society, it does yield very real impact for the ocean. But we also need to see leadership and proactive decisions by governments to put in place policies that are addressing the most problematic materials or products, are encouraging and incentivizing, you know, companies and industries to be making investments in the right innovation. And then lastly, we need industries to step up and ensure they are addressing some of the challenges that are currently exist with their packaging and the materials they use. And also look at things like fundamental access to waste collection and recycling in many places around the world where it currently does not yet exist.
Well, in the UK, there were three elements. There was a groundswell of demand from citizens. Then the UK passed a new law banning all sales of single-use plastics by next year. And McDonald's in the UK has started phasing out the straws. So you have people, government, corporations. Right there. Nick Malis, director of the Trash Free Seas program at the Ocean Conservancy, talking about moves to ban single-use plastics like straws. Nick, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Robin.